SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Piko, tumbang preso, patintero at siyatong. Naaalala mo pa ba ang mga larong Pinoy na kinagigiliwan mo nung ikaw ay bata pa? Dahil sa mga larong ito ay natuto tayo ng mga skills. Kaya naman, diin ang mga eksperto na ang play o paglalaro ay mahalaga sa development ng mga kabataan. Sa episode na ito ng Usapang Parental, hinimay natin ang kahalagahan ng paglalaro kasama ang early childhood educator na si Miss Nikki Pantiliano.
Ang napansin ko po dito sa Australia, talagang pinupush nila yung kahalaga ng play, yung importance ng play sa overall development po ng bata. Sa tingin niyo po, as a kinder teacher po, bakit ba mahalaga ang paglalaro sa development ng mga chikiting?
Because I think we learn best when we're having fun. Even adults too. And more so pag bata. Kasi naalala ko din pag nagkukwentuhan kami mag-asawa at mga kaibigan. Lahat ng mga kalokohan na ginagawa ng bata, some of them were dangerous, but some of them were genius, kumbaga. Nung bata, maglalaro kayo ng Jolen.
Yeah. Opo.
O matututo ka ng aim. Matuto ka ng physics. Because if you put it up and you aim that way, goes a certain direction and so on and so forth. So you learn a lot of things while you play. Ganun din ng mga bata. Tapos yung imagination nila, grabe din. So, yeah. And also, because you're interested and you're having fun, ang dami mong ma-absorb or may input.
Ano yung mga types of play na beneficial sa kanila na ginagawa as a kinder teacher at sa childcare?
Majority of play is beneficial naman.
Is there like yung structured play? May ganun po ba? Yung mga cooperative play? Yung mga nagko-collaborate sila? Yung mga ganun po?
Solo play, collaborative play, structured. It depends on the yung developmental milestones sa mga bata. Kasi mapupuna mo, pag baby pa, they do solo play or just observation play. They don't, sometimes, they'll just observe kung ano ginagawa ng iba. And then yung solo play, they can play on their own. That's okay. That's developmental. Tapos yung pagdating nila sa mga 2.5, 3, they do side-by-side play. They're not playing with one another. They're just sitting side-by-side and doing the same things. But hindi sila nag-ano. Hindi sila masyad nag-i-interact. They'll play with the same kind of toys. Like, they'll both build Legos, pero hindi sila mag-exchange ng Lego blocks or something like that. Ah. Tapos, when they get to 4 and 5, that's when they do interactive play. Yan yung pwede na sila mag-start ng games, o kaya matuto na silang mag-build ng tower together, or mag-i-interact sa home corner, mag-pretend play sila doon. Papasok na yung mga games na may rules, ganun. So, developmental yung iba't ibang types of play. I try to have diverse types of interaction kasi minsan meron ka din intentional teaching or teacher-led play where meron kaming mga activities na iseset up na i-encourage silang mag-join in or mag-engage in. And then we also have intentional teaching where we might read a book na yung book may mga values or mga teachings na nandun sa book that we will talk about kung ano yung naintindihan nila dun sa book. There's child-led play where kung ano yung interest nila, ifa-follow nila, and then they can extend on their own interest.
Yeah,
and then there's scaffolding. We call it scaffolding where you notice that the child is interested in something pero yung ginagawa niya parang paulit-ulit lang, and you think that maybe if you introduced another toy or like for example, naglalaro sila ng cars pero ang cars nila dun sa dun sa mat na may room. So yun lang, and then you might scaffold it to see if they will extend on that play. Pag mag-add ka ng ramp o kaya ng mga blocks. Tingnan mo kung anong gagawin nila doon, kung sasama ba nila sa play nila, gagawin ba nila ng sariling road or gawin sila ng rampa nila. It depends on kung ano nila ginagawa nila. Some children will sit at a table and engage in Legos for a long time. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, maybe 30 minutes and then they do something else. Napapansin ko din, if it's the child's interest, they'll stay there longer rather than pag i-force mo sila to come here, do this. They only stay there for a while and then they'll go off and find something else that they're interested in.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
So, pag mas interested sila, mas tatagal sila doon.
Mas tumatagal sila. Tapos sila mismo gumagawa ng extension sa interest nila.
Talking a bit about academic naman po, may impact din po ba yung play-based learning sa academic? Kasi nga, di ba pag sabi natin academic, parang it's all about studying, does it help as well na yung play-based learning ay may positive influence din sa academic development ng bata?
I haven't seen any studies or I haven't read any studies that say that play-based learning is the way to go sa academic learning. But ang belief ko, children can be children hanggang before they go to school. Because when they go to school, they're like structured. Come in at 6, 7:30, sit down at a desk, information overload, and then they have a little bit of recess, back to school, information overload, lunch, information overload. They don't have any more time to play. Lalo na ngayon, na ang bilis na lang pace ng buhay.
Yes.
Hindi na sila masyadong nakaka-play. So ako, I advocate for play-based learning because it's the only chance they have to be kids. And also, from age 1 to 5, more of social skills ang natututunan ng mga bata niyan. How to be nice, how to be a nice person, how to engage with their peers, how to get along with everyone else. I believe yun, 0 to 5, that's the developmental capability. Because when you're 1 to 5, you can't really grip a pencil. Hindi pa kaya ng fingers. That's why we have Play-Doh. Mm. Or we have fine motor skill activities where yung pincer muscles at yung muscles natin dito sa kamay, dinidevelop. And even if you get them to hold a pencil every day, yung muscles nila hindi pa ready.
Oh.
Although, sometimes you see children who can hold chopsticks at a very young age. But
so, advice sa mga parents, wag lang pilitin kung hindi pa ready yung bata, di ba?
Sa pag-hold ng pencil.
Oo, mga ganung bagay po. Oo.
Yeah.
Ano po yung mga pwedeng mga play activities na pwedeng gawin ng parents with their children na masasuggest niyo po? For example, ano yung mga pwedeng gawin ng mga nanay at anak together?
It should be more of what they want. Yung interest nila. Unless you want them to be interested in something. But usually, if it's their interest, they will focus on it more. The reason why for play-based learning, kasi yun nga, interest nila.
So it's much better if we allow them to lead, di ba?
Yes.
Parang sila yung interest nila, hindi yung interest ng mga parents. Kasi parang ipipilit natin sila doon, hindi naman yun yung gusto nila, di ba? Pangit naman ang feeling na ifo-force. Eto po, finally Miss Nikki, paano po magiging bahagi ang mga magulang at yung mga carer ng mga bata upang ma-promote yung play?
With play, doon lumalabas yung imagination, yung creativity ng mga bata. I also believe na more on physical toys and physical activities and less on gadgets or screen time. I'm not saying get rid of it altogether, pero ilimit mo. Kasi I believe na madi-develop yung nila, yung kanilang imagination pag meron silang hands-on physical play activities.
So, kailangan ng support talaga, ng maraming support. Yeah, your family, yung daycare. Kailangan, kumbaga, they always say that it takes a village to raise a child, so you need help from around you, hindi po ba? Okay, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and of course yung iyong mga experience po para sa listeners ng programa.
Thank you, Claudette.
Ang paglalaro ay tulay tungo sa mabuting pisikal at mental na kalusugan ng mga kabataan at sa pamamagitan nito ay matututo din sila ng mga mahalagang life skills. Hikayatin din ang mga bulilit na maglaro outdoors at samahan din sila sa paglalaro. Buhay magulang ay gagaan kung may tamang gabay. Para sa Usapang Parental, ako si Claudette Centeno.
Usapang Parental. Usapang Parental.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.